I'm Jane Iyer with Tricon Chicago. Welcome back to Out Chicago on WCPT.
And Scott Duff here is just getting down to my boyfriend, Ricky Martin.
I knew you'd have to hear him.
We had to bring him up at least once every show. Ricky, I love you. I know you're coming to Chicago. Give me a call.
I figured you knew that, too.
I know.
Yeah.
I know he's coming to Chicago. Are you kidding me?
Did you get your tickets yet?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Let me know if you need help.
I know. Thank you. I will. You know, the only person I love more than Ricky Martin is my next guest. She has been named as one of the 40 funny queer women to watch out for by After Ellen, and it couldn't be more true. Between performing, producing comedy shows, and launching her new web series, nothing can keep this woman down. Please welcome to the show, Nina Martinez.
Hey.
Hello, Dina Nina.
Good. How are you doing, my special little unicorn in Madison, Wisconsin?
My happy unicorn.
How are you doing, darling?
I am fantastic.
Well, yes, the world is your oyster right now.
It is.
You are just going kooky pants crazy with everything. Now, there are a lot of people who may not know who you are, and you are a delightful, sparkly unicorn residing in Madison, but you are also one of the very few trans women in the world of comedy. And I think it's amazing. What is that like for you to be kind of blazing this trail in a very, very white male dominated field?
Mm-hmm. Well, I love white males. Don't get me wrong.
I know you do.
It has really been fun and amazing. With comedy, when I first started doing comedy, I started it in Los Angeles and I found these places where I would just end up in these amazing heteronormative rooms and be sharing my stories. And these straight guys and straight women who are cisgender, very normative, were just all like, I get it. You're funny and you're beautiful and I'm beautiful. And it was just like this really cool place where you're like, oh my God, you guys kind of get it.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the, I've seen you perform many times. And the thing that's so wonderful is you do get up there. You speak your truth there. You know straight off the bat what the deal is with you, because you come out in very graphic terms, which is fantastic and delightful. And it's shocking but then you also win the crowd over. It's like you're making a change through comedy, which is one of the things that I love mm-hmm. about the medium of doing stand-up. So it is this, you're a game changer.
Dean, I have a question for you. Who are your inspirations in comedy?
Margaret Cho was in the, I feel like that sounds really lame.
No.
Margaret Cho, when I was a small, when I say small, smaller, I live in Wisconsin now, so I'm getting bigger.
Goes with the territory.
But when I was just coming out and trying to understand what, my sexuality, my gender, Margaret Cho was the one whose comedy was there, and it was pushing the envelope, and it was just out there and really crazy and fun. And so, quite honestly, her. But so many comedians. Like, when I was growing up, the amazing, incredible Joan Rivers.
Of course.
Like, I remember watching her as a small child in Texas. And I was not supposed to like her, according to everyone around me. Mm. And I just was like, this woman is amazing. And so I guess those are my two biggest influences.
Those are great ones.
And it makes total sense. Yeah. Having seen your act, it makes complete sense. I totally see it. And what I'm really looking forward to is your brand new project that you've got going on. A new web series called The Misadventures of Delilah James. Tell us a little bit about it.
It's kind of been my baby for 5 years. I've been writing and working on it, and we kept getting places, and then it would just kind of dead end. And I approached my friend Steve Williams a year ago, and I said, hey, or a little over a year ago, and I was like, are you interested in working on this with me? And he was like, yeah. And so we have been working on it diligently for a year and decided to self-produce it because I can play Delilah James. And so it's kind of in this place that's just really exciting, and we're about to film the pilot episode. The whole story is, and the reason I wanted to do this was because I kept seeing, you know, transgender prostitutes and transgender corpses in TV. And I was like, I don't want to play either one of those, and that doesn't reflect me. And so to take a transgender woman who is just living in the middle of the country, who is very successful at her business, and then falls apart in love, you know, we all have those pitfalls and hurdles when it comes to relationships, and especially being transgender, that's impacted by the fact that our bodies may not reflect traditional femininity or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of wanted to depict that and just have like someone who's just a woman, not a sensationalized version of what people think transgender women are.
Right. I love the that you describe it. If Bridget Jones were put in a blender with Ally McBeal with an added pinch of gender dysphoria, you know, that's very specific.
Yep. It's a very interesting cocktail.
It is an interesting cocktail, but I would gladly order again and again and again. It's just great. And you have you've assembled an outstanding cast, too. Who else is going to be playing with you?
Amazing. So I am honored and blessed to be working with these amazing actors, people that I love and have been friends with and had, you know, amazing adventures with outside of this realm. But Ian Harvey from Transparent.
Yes. When you announced that, I was like, whoa, that is so fabulous.
So amazing. And he's on a huge upswing. Hilarious comic. Then we have Ann Walker from Sordid Lives, which mm-hmm. was a movie that I lived on in the early 2000s.
Oh, yes.
Whatever.
Oh, yes.
And then the series. She's an incredible actor, and she's a great friend. This last week, we just signed an incredible comedian named Marie Del Preti, who is... she is best known for her role as the gimpy prostitute... our Gippy stripper on King of Queens.
Oh, no.
Only one of my favorite things ever. She's playing a big role. And then another comedian, Matthew Noriel, who's also a great actor, he's in it. And then we have a local actor here by the name of Cindy Boscarelli, who's going to be playing one of the characters, too. So, a phenomenal cast. And then in the future, once we get funded and go to series, our fashion designer friend of Delilah James, Renard Desjardins, will be played by Chicago's own Marcellus Reynolds.
Oh, how great. Fantastic. So, yeah. That's awesome. Well, it's an incredible cast. It sounds like a very ambitious and fun project. And you happen to be coming into town to be holding a benefit for the web series called A Misadventurous Evening, A Night of Storytelling.
Yes. So that's Wednesday night at Stage 773. My friend Scott Duff.
What?
Is going to be hosting the
what? Of course he is.
Me? Oh. Yeah.
Sorry,
but it's an incredible lineup of storytellers and comics.
Go. Yeah. Adam Greeno, I can't remember everybody's name right now. So.
Allie Clayton. But they're great. Allie Clayton's going to be Clayton. There. Elizabeth Gomez, Kelsey Huff. I'm trying to find the Facebook page right now.
I know.
Stand by.
Pamela Valentine is going to be telling a story. Pamela Valentine is a mother of a trans child, and I'm so over the moon about that.
Well, it's going to be a fantastic evening, and I'm so happy and thrilled to help you be a part of making history here on the worldwide interwebs.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, A Misadventurous Evening, A Night of Storytelling is Wednesday, September 16th. That's this Wednesday at 8 o'clock at Stage 773. For more information, you can head over to our Facebook page, and we have a link set up to the event that'll take you right to it. So you can buy tickets and donate to this really, really amazing project. Is there anything else you're going to have coming up in Chicago, or where can we see you in Madison?
Well, I have a show here in Madison once a month called Alphabet Soup, which you've been on several times. And that is going to be on the 18th, too. But I'm here once a month doing a show here. I am in Chicago two times next month, but I don't have specifics on locations yet. But you can go to DinaNinaMartinez.com to find that out.
And where can we find you on the Twitters?
On the Twitters, at Dina Martinez, D-I-N-A. So, and then please go to the Misadventures of DelilahJames.com. We have our Indiegogo page set up, and we would love your help. And you also get all these fancy incentive gifts. So please.
So again, so that is the Misadventures of DelilahJames.com. The Misadventures. We'll put that on our Facebook page as well, so people can click on it, donate. It's going to be a good time. Again, we're like, you're changing the face of entertainment and how people view certain experiences. So thank you very much, Dina Nina Martinez.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh, you are my
love you guys.
I love you.
Continued success to you. Hey, do you love Madison? Do you like being up there?
I love Madison. Madison is really small.
Yeah.
But I do love it.
you're a big in fish
fact,
in a little
bit. It's the isthmus.
I was really excited. The isthmus, our weekly reader, they had a open poll of favorites for the whole city. And I just recently won favorite local comedian
there
by
you
the
go.
Readers of the isthmus.
Perfect. It's a great place.
Because you're a funny lady.
I know, right? So, it's kind of perfect. Like, I'm sitting here, and I'm like, a trans woman won this in a small town in Wisconsin. Yes!
Yes, we love Wisconsin.
Changing lives.
We love
changing
Madison
lives.
For
well,
sure.
We will see you Wednesday, right. Wednesday the 16th at 8 o'clock at stage 773. Dina Nina Martinez, I love you.
I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
see you
Dina.
Great
to meet you.
Thank you. We will see you soon. Love her. I know.
I want to see her.
She's a spitfire.
Ooh,
she's awesome.
Tell.
She's wonderful. She's an amazing woman, and she's just great. And I'm happy that she's in my life.
I am too.
And I'm happy that all of our guests were in our lives today.
Wow, we had some great ones today.
We had amazing people with a great show.